Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and our special guest today is 4-H Program Manager for Franklin County, Josie Thompson. Good morning, Josie.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today, and I know things are building up. Fair is approaching, and you've got some details for us.
Yeah, fair starts officially like Monday, Tuesday, it's whatever you want to call it, but It's here.
And for the 4-H, there's a lot that goes on beforehand and behind the scenes.
We've actually already had Thursday, July 6th, was the first official day of judging. We had the style review, visual arts, and then bimentorship and construction judging. Everyone did very well. We do need more 4-H members. So the style review was my favorite thing growing up. I loved it. And the numbers seem to be dropping year in year. But it's just like a fashion show. Come on, guys. Like, I was telling a little kid the other day. I was like, this is your chance to convince your parents to take you shopping. Like, new shoes. Come on, kids. But we also had Mr. and Miss interviews that were done as well. Although we didn't have any Mr.'s interview, we had several great candidates for our Misses. This year, we chose to have two 4-H Misses, Laura Wingert and Erin Livingston, which are both from the Rambling Ranchers 4-H Club. Some duties that these ladies will do this year is help hand out ribbons and awards at the fair, at shows, and the award ceremony. They will help hand out awards at Achievement Night, and many more opportunities that are available for these girls to do. These two ladies are great people to represent 4-H and be great mentors for the youth this year. We're very excited to have them on. There are several great candidates, and next year will be just as hard as this year. This last Saturday on July 8th was the horse show. We had many youth participate and even several new members. Everyone did fabulous, and it was such a great day. The cool weather was a perfect day for a horse show. It was just a nice day to get out there, and I had so much fun watching them. It was just a great day, like perfect as it can be. There are several things happening. Make sure to check out the schedule for the fair and see what shows are on what nights and when everything is, and don't forget to check out everything else that's going on.
And in addition to 4-H, there's also the open class, can really build this up.
Yeah, the fair is not just necessarily for your 4-H members. There are a lot of those static entries that people can do in open class. So if you've made a quilt or you have a recipe that you just love, and maybe you're making cookies for your grandkids every day, bring those cookies on down and show them in the fair, and you can yourself get some ribbons to show off.
I've seen so many neat entries, and the youth entries, it's a surprise because some of that stuff looks really, really professional. This can't be a youth entry. This has to be a ringer coming in from, you know, one of the businesses or something. But no, these kids work really, really hard at this stuff.
I think the static entries are probably one of my favorite things to walk through and look at, because these are some things that kids either have done for years, maybe they're something that grandma and grandpa have taught them how to do, or it's a woodworking project that they worked on with dad all year round. These are just some really great projects that have taken a lot of time and effort, and these kids really get to show off some of their talents that we don't get to see all the time. I feel like sports have kind of taken a hold of a lot of these people, and these are some things that people can do, like, as a relaxing point at home, like baking with mom and dad. It's really awesome to get to see all the projects that they do and what they are capable of doing.
Especially if it's, say, well, I'm going to try this for the first time, and then that spark, which we've talked about before, this suddenly becomes, I found my life passion. This is the thing that I want to do.
Yeah.
And seeing the way that expands over the years as the kids get older and progress through 4-H, and then they become the open class entries. Mm-hmm. So all good stuff. Wanting more entries, more people getting into 4-H, what is the best way for folks to get a hold of you so they can start taking part in this?
Just call the Extension office or check out our website online. It's just the Frontier Extension District with K-State. And you can just check out the Franklin County page, and we got lots of information on there. Or just call the office and we can direct you where you need to start heading.
And what's the number out there?
785-229-3520.
Excellent. All right. I know you're out there. I can hear you breathing. Ha ha. Give a call, get involved, and definitely come out and see the fair.
Yes.
All right, Josie, thanks for being in today, and we look forward to talking to you again. And I want to hear some results next time.
Oh, yes.
All right, thanks a bunch. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meritazine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gowell.